Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. All right, thank you for tuning back in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. And we've got the Coates family up, and they're going to be singing My God is Able. And after the song, we're going to go into part number four of the message we began at the beginning of the week concerning the impact of a godly mother out of 1 Kings chapter number 17. I appreciate each and every one of you that tune in from week to week. And at this time, the Coates family's singing. Chapter number nine. 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. While you're turning there, look, you're always going to be looking for something until you give your something to God. Listen to what I said right there. You're always going to be looking for something. You're always going to be in need of something until you give your something to God. If you give it to God, God will bless what you have. Notice as you're turning there to 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. Bible said that she had to follow the word of the Lord. She had that came from the Lord. For thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord setteth rain upon the earth. Elijah gave her a promise from God. He's saying, God is going to take care of you if you will take care of me. Y'all getting that? God is going to take care of you if you'll take care of me. In other words, if you'll show God he's number one, God's about to bless your house. God's about to fill your cupboard. God's about to do something great. God will never select you until you're worthy to be selected. In other words, God's not going to trust you unless he knows that you're going to do something great for his glory. But it's ultimately your choice. It's ultimately your decision. Look at, y'all with me in chapter number 9? Look at verse number 6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall what? Reap also sparingly. You put four seeds down, you ain't going to get before what four seeds produce. Right? Amen? Notice this. And he that soweth bountifully shall reap also what? You put a lot out there, you're going to receive a lot in return. Sowing, reaping. That's what God's showing us. You put one corn seed down, you don't get one in return. No, you get a whole bunch of kernels in return, amen. Thank God, hallelujah. But if you put a whole bunch of seed down, not only do you get what comes on that ear three or four times on the stone, but you also get the whole field. But if you sow bountifully, you'll reap bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. Notice that speaks about the heart right there. Purposes in heart. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. There's a way to give. That way that we give. Look here, this lady, while she didn't understand what God was about to do in her cupboard, she just stepped back, and I believe Brother Kevin, at some point she said, you know what, God? It's yours anyhow. God, you've been taking care of me long before the prophet came. What have I got to lose? God, I'm going to give you the meal and the barrel. I'm going to give you the cruse of oil. I'm going to give you my son. I'm going to give you myself. And I'm going to give you this prophet. God, if you can do something with it, do something with it. Bless it bountifully. Notice what happens here. Love is a cheerful giver. God is what? Able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound in every good work, as it is written, amen. He hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, look here, who give the seed to the sower? God give you seed to sow, amen. He ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Here's the deal. You sow the seed, it comes forth, you bring it to the house, you make bread. The bread's so good, it's so bountiful enough in your reaping that you not only give to your house, but you also give to your neighbor, and your neighbor gives to someone else because God's blessed. The benefits of sowing and reaping. Look at the text. Being enriched in everything, look at that, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which calls us through us thanksgiving to God for the administration of this service, not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Verse 13, how are you going to ever know that God will bless your giving if you don't give? How will you ever know that God's going to bless your giving if you don't give? This lady in Zarephath would have never known how God could have blessed her cupboard if she had not given her cupboard to God. You say, well, how am I going to do it, preacher? The next text, look here, the next text has the word experiment in it. You don't believe me, God says? Okay, let's put it to a test. Scientific experiment, that's what you're used to. Amen. Let's put it to the science. You give it and watch me bless it. Look at 13. Whilst by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men. And by their prayer for you, which long after you, for the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. What's that saying, preacher? Put him to the test. Stand back and watch God bless. And you're not going to even have the words to say what God's about to do for you. Let's go back to Zarephath for just a minute. Amen. Let's go back. If you'll let God have your barrel, if you'll let God have your cruise, if you'll let God have your house, if you'll let God have your children, if you'll let God, look here, if you'll let God have your things and your life, you'll be amazed at what God does in your life simply by just giving it to him. We found out how that this no-name mother was called by God. We've seen how that she was totally submitted to God's will. But notice that how that, that God selected this unnamed mother to demonstrate what he can do with your kitchen. God showed her. And she went, verse 15, and she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. So she didn't just hear, she went and done something, amen. This speaks about not only hearing God's word, but also obeying God's word. Do you believe that God will do what he says he'll do? God wants to bless you. He's ready for the next level. God's got plans for your life. Don't cut him off. Step in the will of God. Say, God, I'm yours. Use me. Use my family. Use everything. You don't know this, but can I say this? There are some commentaries, Brother Sammy. There's some. If you read this text and you keep going through it, this boy dies. So not only did she have to give God her cupboard, she also had to give God her boy. Hardships. You say, preacher, am I going to be exempt from hardships because I give to God? No. You're not exempt from it. But it's in those hardships that you can step back and say, you know what? I can trust God. Because God's been there before. God's... And I believe, man, when her boy died, first thing she does, she runs to Elijah. Yes, she was bitter. Yes, she was angry. Yes, she was upset. She said, why did you come to my house? You died, my boy's gone. All those were legitimate, humanly expressions. Right. Every single one of us would have done the same thing. It's just the battle of the mind. If you give God your cupboard, and if you give God your children, you never know what God's about to do. There's some commentators that believe that this boy that died, Elijah went up out of the room and he laid on top of him. And God restored him. God restored his life. There's some commentators that believe that this boy that was laying in that bed was none other than Elisha. You say, what are you talking about? Elisha was found there in the field working hard, just like mama. Elisha was down there. Remember what happened in Elisha's life when the man of Elijah walked upon the scene. This is what took place. And if you'll remember, the successor, the one who received the mantle from Elijah, was Elisha. Right. And he had more of the success, he had more of the power than Elijah himself had. Yeah. He was found working in the field. He went down there and this is what he done. He killed the cows and he burned all the plows. Elisha stepped out there. Maybe just like mama did and said, God, you can have my kitchen. God, you can have my son. You can have my life. You can have my things. All I want is you. Can I tell you this morning, you're going to have to get a desire for God. You're going to have to step out there and say, look, God, I can't fix my youngins, but God, you can fix them. Yes, right. You better put them in God's arms. Let God take care of your babies. Give God your cupboard. Give God your things. Give God your family. Give God everything. Give God yourself. And sit back and watch God does. God will bless your life. Say, I don't know, preacher. Experiment. Give him a little bit. And watch him bless it. Give him a lot. And watch him bless it. God will help you if you'll let him work.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.